Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I am your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury, and we're here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find all of our stuff at reviewandroast.com, where we have written reviews of books, TV shows, movies, pretty much anything we can think of. And you can listen to all of our other podcasts at comicroast.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast. Also on Instagram, so if you want to go there and look at all our awesome pictures of all the cosplay from
stuff,
the Chicagoland area's cons, we got those too. So today we're going to talk about Sea of Clouds on Yellow Games. This was, in Sea of Clouds, as captain of a flying pirate ship, recruit a cutthroat crew, collect relics, and unearth the best rum by gathering shares of loot. Then send your pirates aboard enemy ships to plunder their treasure. Is it worth it? Let's see.
That synopsis is actually way more interesting than the game.
It is. And wow. This is not that it's a bad game. It's strictly it literally is just a card game.
Yeah. You're not actually jumping on ships and
right.
Karate kicking people.
I mean, you have your player board that means absolutely nothing.
Right, yeah. There's no actual
tells you where to put your cards. But the basis is there's three cards on the table. You look at the first one, if you want it, you take it. If not, you put it back, put a card on top of that, grab the next one, same thing. And you do that until you take one, and then the next person now has two cards to look at, and so on and so forth. Once you have three or more cards, or three cards on the pile, instead of putting cards on top, you put money on top to kind of entice it. You know, because there's some cards in there that are, let's just say, not the greatest, and people don't like them.
Crap.
Yeah, so you throw the money on there, and eventually, you know, someone's going to just jump on it.
Well, money scores in this game better than most games because it's a point for a buck.
Right.
So.
Most games are like a point for three or a point for five. Right. This is it's a one-for-one situation. So that's actually possibly huge if you're good at hoarding money. The only other thing that really I think we should mention before we dig is a little parrot that comes with the game. It's kind of like the tiebreaker for because the round 12 rounds? 15 rounds.
12, 15 rounds, yeah.
Three times during the game, there is what you call the pirate round, and then your pirates go up against the other people's pirates, and if there's a tie, whoever has the parrot wins the tie. And, you know, the pirates do their own little individual things, whether they steal money from other players or you just gain money willy-nilly, or is it one-eyed Willy?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, you nailed it with that one.
Shut up.
It's good stuff.
Hey, you know what? You guys are both fired.
It's good stuff.
But, yeah, I mean, we've only had this game available to us for about a month now, and I'd say we probably played it at least 15 times.
No, I've had it for about, yeah, you're right, about a month and a half.
It's, if you look on Board Game Geek, if you look at our site, it'll tell you, they generally say it takes about 45 minutes. This game, maybe your first time around might take 45 minutes, but like we just played two games in 45 minutes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
20
and
people.
And the first game was probably close to 25 minutes, and the second game was 20 tops. The second game, we buzzed through it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do it. It's really weird, too, because like there's times you'll play the game and you go through half the deck, and then there's times you get halfway through the game and the deck is out of cards.
Yeah, did we have a lot of cards on the second time around?
Yeah, we had half the deck left.
And the first time, we ran out.
Yeah.
On the last round, exactly.
Yes.
So.
We've only ran out of cards twice. I mean, you just get money at that point. It's still like, I feel like that's weird.
I think we miscounted a round or two. I think there were a couple times we played the same round like twice.
Oh, without moving the marker.
Well,
marker.
That's what caused that little infraction.
That was
we all passed once. Quite a few times, which stacks cards.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of one guy, one card, you end up adding three cards per round, which starts to add up pretty quick.
That it does.
And what was it? Didn't we just do a yellow game?
We did.
King of Tokyo.
Hey. That was last week.
Okay. I gotta say, I'm kind of enjoying the yellow games.
No, I don't hate them.
Yeah.
their box inlay and their artwork and their components are pretty.
Well, stop talking about it because that's going to be the thing good. I like. So,
all right,
you like the last time. I feel like we need to have Coldplay
in the background right now.
Yeah.
So yellow. That stupid ass song from like 10 years ago.
See if you can put it in.
Almost 20 years ago now.
You're old as shit.
It might be. I don't know.
2000 is what
I remember when that song came out, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, Coldplay's the best." I'm like, dude, that song's fucking terrible.
It's actually a pretty good song.
I still think to this day they have a lot of amazing songs. That song is so terrible.
I disagree, but
it's going to be playing in the background.
For I don't really know. I'm not familiar. I don't know how to do that. Just to wrap this Coldplay thing up real quick.
Yeah,
not particularly familiar with their albums that follow the second album, but those first two albums are pretty fucking good. Rush of Blood to the Head is an amazing record.
I have no idea the names of their records. I just know the songs.
Those are the only two I have. That's how I know that.
I was trying to learn how to play piano.
I've had them since they came out, yeah. The first two albums. They're good. I don't give a I know they're fucking like the U2 of the new millennium, but I don't care.
I don't know if they're that.
I'm 40. I don't give a shit anymore. I'll listen to Barry Manilow if I feel
like I'm 40
like
and I'm emo. Leave me alone.
Right. Don't make me cry. My makeup's going to smear.
Yeah. Fucking mascara running.
So, yeah, Sea of Clouds. So we'll get into, what we liked about it. This game really is...
I could just see Brian doing, like, makeup tutorials on YouTube. That's how he gets his channel started.
See, what you want to do is look up, so you...
I look up and to the left. Anyways.
That's weird.
Go ahead.
Brutal.
Yes. Sea of Clouds. So, yeah, it really is one of those games that, like, literally, if you're like, God, I don't know what we want to play. Well, while we figure it out, let's just play Sea of Clouds, because it literally takes 45 seconds to set up, 20 minutes to play through the game.
Yeah.
And it really is, I mean, I don't want to say there's, like, a ton of strategy involved, but, like, when you come down to the relics, you get points based on how many you have. Some of them are always in the positive, but some of them, you need at least 3 of them to even get into the positive points-wise. So, right. You know, if you're looking and you're like, oh, that dude's only got 2 of those, so he's right now only, he's, you know, getting negative points for that. I don't need him, but I can screw him by taking it and then take my chances later. And it's really, I've tried probably the first 10 or so games going heavy on the relics, and it seemed to work well for me, but the last 10 games I try to go heavy on the rum, and then I just pass out before the game's over because I'm so wasted. No, and it seems to work out fairly well too. I feel like there's a decent mix. There's a decent you can't just sit down and just duh your way through it. You got to think about it. It's kind of a neat
but I wouldn't call it like a strategic mastery type game.
There's definitely,
you more or less just got to pay attention.
Yeah. Which, for some people, is not easy, because, like, Mike's on his phone right now, because this podcast is apparently not important to him, so...
No, just when you talk, it bores me. Continue.
Snap!
Heavy.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just a super quick, super fun game. There's really,
It's like a lighter-themed cousin, maybe second cousin to Seven Wonders. Kind of the same drafting, set-collecting... The difference, I mean, Seven Wonders definitely is more thinky because each board has different...
Thinky.
That's a term I've been hearing thrown around.
No, that's good.
Seven Wonders is a little more... because every board's different. Every board's double-sided, so each board plays differently.
Well,
each
yeah, your objectives are all different. So where this one, it's give me the points.
Yeah, you almost can't plan out this game because you never know what's in the cards.
Well, you plan... Well, and when you see the pile, like I was trying to pull one over on Brian by... taking his treasures, but
what?
You never know which one, you know, you can see what's in the pile, you by see what's in the pile, I mean what its designation is.
Spit it out.
You don't know which card it is, though, you know what I mean? So you know the back of a treasure card is blue, the back of a rum card is gold, the back of a...
Treasures are green. Relics are blue.
Relics blue. Whatever, that's what I meant. Anywho, the point is, you can tell the back of the cards.
Right, yes. That's a good point to make.
So that makes half the strategy. So, you know, if you need a certain relic, you're going to pass that first pile of 3 rums because you want a shot at the one you need.
Right.
Whether or not you get it is another story, which I typically don't.
True.
Yeah.
You were saying?
I don't know. Are we on what we like? Or yeah. Are we just talking, though?
No, I already finished what I like.
I'm done talking.
Oh. It's a yellow game. Yellow games generally have amazing artwork. This game's no exception. I don't know what it is. The cover, the box art is especially... That's initially what grabbed me when I was walking through Barnes & Noble and I saw it. I was like, man, that cover is great. And I saw the price. I'm like, man, that price makes that cover even greater because that's a pretty affordable game. And I didn't really know...
How much was it?
$29.95 retail. So, okay. I mean, generally speaking, if you're Barnes & Noble member, you use a coupon, now you're talking $20. $21.
Dig it.
Which, to me, is super reasonable for a game like this.
A game that you're going to play more than once, obviously.
More than once? 20 times. More than once in the same setting. So it's not like you're going to play it one time, put it away, pull it back out a week later, play it one time. Like, if you pull it out, you're pulling it out with the intention, like you said, to either we're waiting for so-and-so to show up, let's get a quick game of this in, or I don't feel like setting up anything big, we got an hour and a half, let's play three games of Sea of Clouds.
Right.
It's like that kind of light to medium weight game that you can play three times in one sitting, doesn't feel like a drag, and it's super fun. Components are great, artwork's great, I said that, box art's great. I like the fact that even though there are cards that are in the deck a few times, it's not like some games where like you'll see the same card in an overwhelming amount where you're like, oh, I got five of these now, what am I going to do with five? Like Collector's Rum, there's like seven in the deck. There's almost, and there's the point scale. It'll tell you if you get seven Collector's Rum, you're looking at 30 points. It's almost impossible to get that many. I mean, it's happened to where somebody maybe get five. I've never seen any, and that goes for the relics too. Any card that, except for maybe, I think it was the, I forget what the name of the card is. It's one of the relics, and it's only four of them. It's like, if you have one, it's worth 1 point. But if you have all four, it's worth 20. I think I've gotten three once. So I like the fact that even the cards that recur, it's super hard to get them all.
Yeah, even having the strategy, it's tough to get, tough to get to where you're trying to go.
Yeah, because especially if you have three players, even if somebody's like, well, I don't really need that relic, but I can keep him from getting the fourth one, so screw him, I'll take it.
Yep.
It's like my go-to move, I think.
And that's kind of the thing, too. As the cards start to pile up, you're like, man, this card really sucks, but I really want this one. And, you know, this card, the third one, really, he needs that one, and I don't want him to have it, so.
Yeah, it definitely, that's the biggest part of most strategy, you would think, because, I mean, even if you have a ton of rum, you're not going to get anywhere near as many points as if you pull all of the Lady of the Seas or whatever the hell, the heart card or whatever it
is. Siren Song?
Yeah, Siren Song.
Or the Eye of the Kraken, those are the two big ones.
Yeah. So you definitely want to keep those out of the hands of the enemy.
Yeah, the Kraken one is worth 26 for five of them.
Yeah.
And I think Siren Song.
I just won the last game. That's the only reason I remember.
I think Siren Song is worth 40 if you get all eight. But good luck.
Yeah. It's,
although I think the closest I've come is like five or six.
I had six because I threw the two out, remember?
I did. Dick.
Which you would have had those two as well.
Yeah. So.
And then at that point, I would have just kept not taking them because
so we could have been in the Guinness book, but you ruined it.
That's kind of a satisfying move, though, early in the game when there's one guy has one and then two come up in the same pile and you go, that's where that goes, and you chuck them and you discard and you see that person's faces go. Rrr.
No, it was awesome,
especially when there's only four in the game. So yeah, moving on to what we don't like personally. I know I'm not trying to say I want the game to be a super combat heavy, but I almost feel like the pirates are pretty much worthless.
It's garbage.
There's a handful of them that like maybe will let you steal a card, which could come in handy.
The pirates are filler, dude.
But for the most part, like even if you destroy the other two, you're gonna get like $6, and they're gonna get nothing. And at the end of the game, when you have six extra points and they've got all seven Krakens that are worth 200 points, it's like, well, that wasn't worth it.
For all those pirate cards taken, it's a card point that you're not going to get.
Right. With rum or with
relic. Something else. And given the fact, I mean, I understand that you have to discard the pirates after the pirate battles. Otherwise, whoever wins the first one is just going to keep winning all of them.
Right.
But, you know, maybe to make it worth it, change the guy that wins the pirate battle becomes player one. I don't know. I mean, I guess we're moving on to something different.
The winner gets a free pile. Free loot pile, maybe.
Don't hate that either.
Just something to make it a little more. Yeah, I mean, there are to make people actually go for it.
Some of the pirates. Yeah, you only get them by accident, and then it's like, you know, you're trying to win one, but then you just keep. I don't know. Yeah,
I didn't even go for pirates in the last game, and I mean, I didn't come close to winning, but I also didn't have any relics, and you guys were stocking up.
Yeah, and I wasn't, and then the only reason I took that, there was two in a pile, but it was a 4 and a 3, which are pretty valuable. Obviously, together, that's a 7, which beats almost any army. You know what I mean? Because they're mostly 2s and 3s. So it was, if I would have put that down, you're guaranteed to beat me. Or Brian was, because the next round was the pirate round. So it's like I had to take those and miss out on a relic or something cool.
Right.
And I got $3.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, one of the things I'm not a big fan of, it seems like 2 or 3 times now, which is not really a lot considering how many times we've played this. But, like, at least twice, the deck has either run out or come real close.
Yep.
And I feel like we haven't played a 4-player game in this. This is technically, like, a 4-player max game. And I remember I was watching a review, and that was one of the complaints from one of the reviewers was like, yeah, sometimes the card deck will run out. And then you're playing 2 more rounds with no cards. And I'm like, yeah, 20 more cards may have fixed that.
True. Well, I mean, yeah, here. I mean, 1 more relic set.
Yeah, another set of relics, maybe.
Another set of 8 relics. Boom.
Maybe done. 1 more of each kind of rum.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue, is because rum is one of those cards where it's an easy, that's a filler card to me, if anything. You know, just make another relic set and another set of rum, you know, fucking bullshit rum. Worth 1 point, just like regular rum, but if you set it up, it's, you know, almost like another collector's rum, even.
Yeah.
You know, where you get 8 and it's worth 16. Nothing crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just something to go against, because, like, if I feel like...
Because rum's not worth it either. You proved that in the last, like, 4 fucking games.
If you're not pulling up a ton of relics, you're pretty much going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, that last game we played, I dominated by matching relics. And with secret treasures, which is actually, we didn't really get into that, but who cares?
Right. Anyone else?
But I agree with Brian with the card stuff.
Sweet. No more thoughts? No more thoughts.
No.
Okay. So I guess that actually almost kind of covers what we would do differently.
No, I have a few things. I was saving her for this.
Then you go first.
Oh, well, like I was saying, like 20 more cards might help. I think... the secrets kind of play into that as well. Maybe, like, have some secret cards that kind of help. Because, like, there's cards, the Rusty Sword is worth, like, -1 or -2 in combat. They could have some kind of secret, one of those secret cards, where it's, like, the person with the most negative points gains, like, 2 points for every negative card they have in their set. Because then... I mean, it would be obvious after a game or two that somebody's stocking up on negative points. What the fuck?
Right.
Well, they must have that secret, but, you know.
But it gives them a reason to make cards valuable.
Yeah, or have, like, a thing, like, if you have 1 negative point, it's worth 3 points. If you have 2, it's worth 8.
Kind of defeats the purpose of having negative points, then.
No, it would basically...
Really? Well, I get what you're saying.
Because it would hurt your combat, so you'd never win.
That would be... I think each pirate should have a modifier of some kind.
Yeah,
because like I said, Seven Wonders really sticks out as like the premier game of this type, because each board plays super different.
And that was our thing on King of Tokyo too, that we thought would make the game way awesomer. Yeah. So maybe it's a yellow thing, because their games seem to be set up that way, where it's like you're doing stuff and things, but you're not actually anybody. You're just fucking... Yeah. Mike, Brian, and Scott.
Your character is super inconsequential, which sucks, because they put a lot of time into the artwork, and then...
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm the raven of the fucking secret thing. What does she do? Fucking sit here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to be Space Kitty in fucking King of Tokyo. Oh, sweet, what does she do? Fucking stand there?
You know what they should do?
You know what I mean? Like, love the games, but I agree with Brian.
Or...
Which is weird.
Do like a side thing where each pirate has a special like modifier or power, and then there's 4 different ships that all have like an additional thing.
Yeah.
So that way...
But it was almost like we were talking about with King of Tokyo as well. Like, what if some of the pirate cards in this game were specific to a pirate character? You know what I mean? Like,
if you pull
under
that pirate,
under this one's control, he gets fucking plus one.
That'd be neat.
You know what I mean? So I would take it if I knew I was about to drop it right in front of you. I'd be like, well, I'm going to take this dude so he doesn't get a plus one off of it. You know, it would add a strategy element. Maybe we can. You know, Yellow seems to need to. They need to call us to help work on their expansion decks.
I don't disagree with that.
That would,
if they're listening,
literally,
I really would be interested in
giving dude, I can make. I mean, I don't want to do the artwork. I just want to make the expansion cards.
No, well, it'd be stick figures if you do the artwork.
My best artwork sucks ass compared to this. So
I could draw squares and stuff.
I could draw like a weird face with a mustache and a nose that doesn't look like a nose.
I could draw pipe diagrams.
Or I could draw one of those triangle noses. That's pretty good.
Sugar wants to draw.
Right?
That was she's like, yeah, Brian fucking sucks.
That was either your dog or something weird. Some howling noise in the wall.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, those things, like, that's the one thing. Anytime there's a game where there's different characters, it always irks me that the characters have no difference between them other than their profile.
That's why we
got to
do our Ashes podcast, because that's one that has lots of differences between lots of different things.
Yeah, we just design our own game instead of critiquing everybody else.
I'm working on my game.
I like talking shit.
I'm working on my game.
You've been working on your game for 20 years.
Yeah, River of Stars. Nothing?
That was bad.
That wasn't great. Market.
Yeah. So, you have anything else that you would do different?
No, I mean, it just little things for me.
I'm good. They should hire us. Yellow should hire us to help them with their expansions.
Yeah, I mean, I'll always agree with having special abilities. That gives you a reason to have a player board.
Right.
Because right now there's no reason outside.
Oh, especially in this game, there is absolutely no reason. It's basically Draxio with a player board. And not monsters, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah, so that's going to, we'll leave it at that. We'll wrap it and number it. So even though all of the things we just rambled on for the last 10 minutes about what we didn't really like and what they think they should change, I still think it's a solid, fun little game. I'm going to go 7.5.
Wow. I gave it an 8.5 on the website. I'm sticking with it. I could play this game pretty much anytime. The little nagging issues don't detract from the fact that, like I said, if the game lasted longer than it does, probably I'd knock a point off. But because it's short and it's super random and there is a little bit of strategy involved,
right?
Yeah, I'm sticking with 8.5. I really like this game a lot. So
I'm doing the same thing I did with the King of Tokyo 2, and I'm going to agree with Scott and give it a 7.5 as well. Not that I don't think it's worth more than that, but for what it is, I think it's good, and I think that's a pretty decent score.
See, here's the thing. 7.5 is not a bad score.
No, it's not.
No.
So, nailed it.
That's better than 3.5 stars.
I guess, for me, like, the fact that you could teach this game to anyone in 5 minutes,
yeah,
whether they play games or not, I think that's a big plus. Because it's...
Yeah, none of the cards read weird where it's like, what? Like,
it's
most
got
of the stuff makes sense.
It's got enough strategy to appeal to gamers, but you can teach it to your grandmother and she'll get it in 5 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's super simple to pick up, like you said. So there you have it. Sea of Clouds on Yellow Games. It's worth it should be part of your collection. It really should.
Yeah, like
it's
I
worth
said,
it.
For the money.
You get yourself a nice Barnes & Noble membership and one of those President's Weekend things. You're looking at $21 for this game. That's pretty much what you're going to pay for Love Letter, and that game sucks.
Dig it.
So there you have it. You can find me on Twitter at XorsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. And you can find all of our reviews at reviewandroast.com. You can find all of our other podcasts where we talk about movies, other games, and comic books and other stuff at comicroast.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast.
And week, Sea of Clouds on Amazon for $23.75.
And next free week, shipping. We'll be reviewing Love Letter.
It's got to happen.
I think we just did.
Yeah, right.
just cut that clip and just...